Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Not surprisingly, UNC and Duke still have the most alumni in the NBA playoffs. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Well, the greatest first round in NBA playoff history is over, with six of the eight series going to Game 7, eight overtime games, and last-second thrillers galore. As they have been for the last 25 years, UNC and Duke have more players than any other school in the playoffs, as well as on all NBA rosters. Over the last 25 years, Duke has a slight edge on Carolina, having sent 70 players to the NBA, 32 of whom were first-round draft choices. The Tar Heels are a close second with 66 pros and 29 first-rounders. In the history of the NBA, however, UNC is number one with 81 pros, going all the way back to Lenny Rosenbluth in 1957. UCLA is second with 80, and Duke is only sixth all-time because of lean years in the 70s and early 80s when the Blue Devils were barely producing good college players, let alone pros. In the first round of the current NBA playoffs, both Carolina and Duke had eight X's each on playoff rosters, but that's where the comparison ends, as only four Tar Heels, Brandon Wright and Vince Carter of the Dallas Mavericks, Danny Green of the San Antonio Spurs, and Harrison Barnes of the Golden State Warriors, had significant playing time. The other four, Toronto's Tyler Hansbrough, Dallas's Wayne Ellington, Memphis's Ed Davis, and the Clippers' Reggie Bullock, played sparingly, if at all. Duke had better player participation with the Bobcats' Gerald Henderson and Josh McRoberts, the Heat's Shane Battier, the Bulls' Carlos Boozer and Mike Dunleavy, the Clips' J.J. Redick, and the Nets' Mason Plumlee, either starting or playing a lot coming off the bench. Overall, on the 30 NBA rosters at the end of the 2014 season, Carolina had 14 players and Duke had 15. The difference is the amazing Shavlik Randolph, who was a role player at best for the Blue Devils, but turned pro after his junior year, and somehow, someway, has stuck around for six seasons in the league. Since all it takes is playing for 3 years to be vested for an NBA pension, Randolph will be making money from professional basketball when he was, at best, a bit player ever since leaving Broughton High School in Raleigh. This is Archansky. See ya.